And then he says in verse 5, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." Now he says he's going to make all things new. Now that's more meaningful to me than anything else. I do not know about you, but I have never really been satisfied with this life. I found myself frustrated. I found myself hemmed in. I've never been able to accomplish what I want to accomplish. I've never been the man I wanted to be. I've never been the husband I wanted to be. I've never been the father I've wanted to be. And I've never preached the sermon that I've wanted to preach. I just don't seem to have arrived. And all of the accomplishments seems to have a blot on them. And he says to me, as he says to you, "I'm going to make all things new. You're going to be able to start over again." Well, I'm waiting for this day when all things are going to be new and I can start over. Have you ever stopped to think about the potential of starting out all new again, learning all over again, and never ceasing, just go on into eternity? Oh, the potential and capability of man. You remember yonder at the Tower of Babel, God says, "I better go down. Nothing will be withheld from man. Man can go to the moon." It was very foolish for some, even scientists and preachers, to say that man couldn't go to the moon. I think he's going farther than that. Man is a clever being that God has made. But, oh, the potential. Death ends it all for him down here, but with eternity ahead of him, oh, the prospect. My friend, I'd love to start on that trip today, wouldn't you? It'd be a glorious holiday to start to this city where he is and where we will be with him through eternity. Now, this is a very important section here, as we saw the first part last time, that the glorious prospect of all things made new, and we can start over, and there will never be an end to our growth. You remember it says of the increase of his kingdom, there is no end. There is a constant growth and development, and just think of the prospect of that for the future.